I don't really know where I was going with that, Matt. You can cut that whole fucking shit out.
Look at all the shit that Einstein did.
Yeah, he did a lot of things.
Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ear. That being said, if you are easily offended, get the fuck off of our podcast.
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker.
It's like masturbation in my ears.
Hey, I'm out driving, and I believe I owe you one. So, woke up, got out of bed, dragged the comb across my head, made my way downstairs at church. Drinking up, I noticed I was late.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, oh me oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again. Sad it makes me. Kiss me to the end, then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I never fail. You don't get a little hand, you know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Toot, 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 say goodbye.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey y'all!
Welcome, members of the clergy.
Mm-hmm.
Because blessed art those that listen. Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time.
Legend in My Spare Time. Who are we listening to, Matt Lees?
We are listening to Brent Spiner.
Who, a.k.a.
Lieutenant Commander Data from Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's right. Toot, toot, toot's a good
This is from an album that he put out called Old Yellow Eyes Is Back. See what he did there?
I got it.
See the reference to Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, if I didn't get it from just the words, I got it from the picture.
Fair enough. Because, you know, they called Sinatra Old Blue Eyes,
mm-hmm.
right? And Data had yellow eyes, right?
Yeah, you breaking it down for it? Or are you breaking it down for me?
Well, maybe the listeners don't know.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't know Frank Sinatra Old Blue Eyes?
You're right. You're right. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is a special day. It is a hallowed day. Here, as we overlook beautiful downtown Kitchener.
What a gorgeous
evening.
Yeah.
It's crazy right now. It's cold out. All of a sudden, it's cold.
It's Earl.
It's windy. It's rainy.
It's that bastard Earl.
It's that bastard Earl. And I had a misadventure with that bastard Earl, which we'll get into at some point today. But I got stuck out in the middle of Earl.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes.
Did it come down hard today?
This wasn't today. This was sometime last week. Late last week, but I don't want to get sidetracked right away. Oh. It has been a while for us.
Yeah.
Where the fuck have you been, man?
Well, no, we record. Well, I was here last week.
That's true. Yeah, it's just you folks at home don't get to hear that one because it was the fourth time in our history that I was recording off of the onboard mic on the laptop as opposed to the good mics and the mixing board that we were sitting in front of and we spent so much time mixing.
That's right.
So instead of using that, I decided, no, let's just use the onboard. It'll sound like shit. For references of this, you can see Matt Lees versus USA, where mm-hmm. with Weller and Eric, because that one was recorded off the onboard around his fire. Worst sounding episode ever.
Yeah, it was.
There was also, thanks for your support, there's also the Flanagans, the shenanigans from Flanagans,
yep.
where same deal. We had, you know, recording right off of the onboard, and it sounded like shit.
Everyone has mics, and none of them are on.
Well, they were on. In my headphones, it sounded awesome.
Yeah.
That just wasn't connected to the laptop. That's one little problem we had. Little mistake that we made. but that's okay. Yeah. So, yes, last week we recorded pretty much a whole episode until we realized that the goddamn motherfucking laptop wasn't recording us. Yeah. Boy, was my face red.
You were furious.
Well, I mean, it was just such a fucking waste of time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because we didn't do just like a standard episode with me and you yelling.
No, we were doing up the BMO episode.
The BMO episode. Now, why don't you fill ladies and gentlemen in a little bit on what the BMO episode was exactly?
Well, exactly. It was a D-list celebrity charity soccer game at BMO Field, put on by North by Northeast.
That's right. And there were some people we knew that had exclusive access to this event.
That's right.
Can you remember who they were?
Mike Knight.
Right. Mike Knight. Michael Knight, one of our friends. Mm-hmm. I use the term loosely, Michael Knight. he was going to be playing in this game on the side of the musicians because Michael Knight used to be somewhat of a musical participant.
For lack of a better word.
Right. He played in various bands that allowed him access to this event because he was on the right email list, essentially.
Yeah.
So he said, how'd you like to bring the Legend in My Spare Time podcast or to Fieldside so you can interview some of these B celebrities? And we said...
B is being very generous.
That's true. We're B celebrities.
I said D.
Yeah, you said D.
I said...
Yeah, D is in douche.
We're like E.
Yeah.
Well...
Z.
It depends on for what.
That's right.
Around here, right? For this, we're kind of like E-listers. But well, on the music scene, I'm sure we're a solid B.
That's right. I'd be an A if I wasn't such a grumpy bitch. we said, would we like to be involved? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
So we strolled into the Matmobile. And we got our asses down to Toronto, to BMO Field, which is, of course, the home pitch of Toronto FC, our offering into Major League Soccer, which, of course, is Pussy Boy Soccer. Right, Rev?
Is it?
Yeah, it's the Americans.
Ooh.
Stick to shooting people, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get down to BMO Field, and we're excited because this is our first official capacity event.
Mm-hmm.
But before we even get on the road to this event, we get hit up by Tim Van Boss. Mr. Van Boss says, hey guys, I'll totally come down with you and I'll fucking bring my camera and I got a recording device that's got dual mics. It's a really fantastic sounding device and it just has an SD card, goes right in there, it'll be straightforward, I'll bring it down there, I'll run the whole day technical for it. That's how he talks to us, by the way.
Just like that, he doesn't breathe.
The running straight. I love cock. And so we decide, all right, Tim, you're in. Van
you're
Boss,
in. You convinced us.
That's right. We will let you know when we're going to be leaving for Toronto. Stay by the phone, basically.
Yep.
So the morning of our show comes, we text Tim Van Boss and we get back, oh, I'm actually already in Toronto. I'll meet you guys at the field.
Yes.
Okay. We're okay so far.
Well,
right?
That makes it easy, right?
That's right. Makes it easier.
Should.
So.
Make it easy.
We pick up Michael Knight. I guess Kit was in the fucking shop that week. And we drive down there. We get to the place and we text Van Boss again and we say, Van Boss, we are here.
We're here. Get your ugly ass out.
Right. He says, I'll be there soon.
Which is okay because we were what, half hour early?
Yes. But we also, like we said, it's our first official event and we don't know where we're going yet.
Yeah.
So we kind of need to have everybody together, get our ducks in a row, so to speak,
yep,
and get in this place. So we wait, we get inside, and it's kind of a clusterfuck at first because they're a little suspicious of us. The PR lady takes us into the building, immediately looks us over and says, you guys can wait over there. The World Cup's on the TV, so you can watch that.
They gave us a corner.
Right, so immediately we weren't allowed
to leave.
No,
our little corner.
Exactly.
I felt like... we were in customs or something, you know, like airport customs.
Yes, exactly.
And they pull you aside and say, yeah, everyone can go except for you.
Yes. So we're standing waiting. There are members of Toronto FC walking around in their fucking underwear because their training room was right over here. So we're just watching the World Cup, hanging out, waiting on Van Boss. Should we call him? We don't want to be like a wife to him. Should we text him again? Should we wait? Whatever. So
we trusted him.
Right. So we stand around. It is now probably about 15 minutes after we were supposed to arrive.
Yes.
I get another text from Van Boss, who says, I'm out here in the parking lot drinking with my buddies. Get your ass out here.
Yeah. He was tailgating.
He was tailgating at our first official event. So not only is he not thinking, hey, man, I'm 15 minutes late. He's thinking, hey, I'm drinking beer out here. Why don't you motherfuckers get out here and join me?
Yeah. Yeah. And in most scenarios, I would support that.
Yes. But in this one.
Not in this one.
The one time we were trying to be professional. And this motherfucker is out in the parking lot with his buddies.
We got to fake it for a while, man. Tim doesn't know that, I guess.
And then he's saying, well, where the hell do we have to go? Where do we have to go? And I'm like, well, you need to go to gate 4 to meet us. Your fucking friends need to go to gate 1. Because I don't know who the fuck they are.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So, we're standing around. We're still waiting for this motherfucker. He sends me a text message. Where are you guys? I can't find the gate. Come and get me.
Yeah, well, first of all, you sent me out.
To go look for
him. To hunt him down. He's right. Like, he's out in the parking lot. Go get him.
Yeah.
So I went to the parking lot.
He's not there.
He's not there.
No. So then, out of nowhere, now, we also wanted to bring Van Boss because Van Boss has a much higher tolerance for crappy music and mainstream things than you or I do. So we were kind of hoping he would be the wingman in that if I don't recognize this motherfucker, Van Boss's job was to be like, it's the guy from Great Big Sea.
Well, yeah, he's a music junkie, right?
Right.
Like, he's like...
Yes.
You know, did you hear about Bob Doofenbaker from the band, Turtles Fuckers?
Exactly. Yeah. So you go to look for him, and out of nowhere, PR girl, who hasn't spoken to us until she said, stand in the corner and wait, stands beside me and says, hey, Matt, this is Murray Foster. Murray Foster would like to do an interview for your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, all right, all right. Now, at the time, I have no idea who the fuck Murray Foster is. All right? So, the interview that I do with him, it's very clear to me that I'm being like, so, Murray?
Hey, Murray. How's it going?
any recent projects you'd like to talk about? Because I don't know who the fuck this guy is. So, Tim hasn't shown up with the recording device yet, right? So, I'm recording on my iPhone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, just wait here. Just finish this button. Check one.
Shit,
fuck. And he's sitting beside me, just kind of staring at me.
Laughing.
Like this fucking amateur here. So I finally get it recording, and I'm doing the worst fucking interview ever. Because, again, I don't know who he is. So I'm like, is this the first time you've been involved in this charity event? That was my go-to question throughout the whole day, as you'll hear, folks. If I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about, my go-to question was, so, you do a lot of charity work?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there with Murray Foster, the interview's going horribly, and my phone rings, interrupting the recording device, and now Murray Foster's looking at me like, this motherfucker's phone's ringing now. And it's Tim Van Boss. And because of the iPhone, you can put a picture on there, right?
Yeah.
So when the person calls you, it flashes this picture.
There's his ugly mug.
Right. So there's this picture of Van Boss with this shit-eating grin on his face, and Murray Foster's staring at it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking terrible. So I'm trying to decline the call, and go back to the recording, and I turn the recorder back on, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, Murray Foster. So he's cool, we have a good interview, I'd like to play that for you, but I don't have it because it was recorded on a cell phone because Van Boss was in the goddamn parking lot.
And then, what happened to
Well, we wrap up the interview with Murray Foster, he probably walks away saying, escaped mental patient with a microphone over there. So we do find out Murray Foster is the bass player from Great Big Sea.
Yeah.
Who you've heard on Legend in My Spare Time before. Because he said he was the newest devotee to Legend in My Spare Time. That was the only portion of the interview we had saved. Because that was later in the day.
Yeah.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with Great Big Sea, here they are now. Obviously you guys know that song. It's not their original, but you know the band. Good times. Would it be nice to know who the fuck he was so I could have made my jokes about REM that I wanted to fucking do?
Yeah, you had it all laid out. We were just going to make fun of people the whole day.
The whole day. And then my clogs got thrown off. The cogs got knocked out. And you know me. I'm a diva.
Your clogs got thrown off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. That was more because of the Dutchman.
Right. That's exactly what I meant. So, you know, it was an awful day, and Van Boss started it off bad for me. And as you know, I'm a diva. So if things get thrown out of alignment, I get kind of grumpy.
Yeah, you're pretty feisty.
And then the whole day just gets fucked. So I'm banished back to my corner, and now you show up with this disgusting Dutchman. And does the Dutchman have any kind of like, hey guys, sorry about that to him? Or does he just kind of play it off like, fuck you?
Yeah, it was totally a fuck you moment.
Yeah, it was totally, I don't know you shit. And we were like, motherfucker, we're trying to throw you a bone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can I be on a podcast this week? Can I help you guys out? Yeah, the one time I'm going to actually need to do something, I'm going to be late, though.
You want to be on the team?
Be on the team.
That's it.
So, we get onto the field, and Van Boss's first foray into our day is this.
Okay. Crazy. Armed and recording.
Cool.
Just leave it running. Yep. We'll keep an eye on the battery as we go.
I'm going to run with the phone.
Okay, okay, so what do I hit to record?
Well, it's recording right now.
Okay. So how do I stop? Pause. Boom.
Fascinating.
That's, yeah, riveting. I'm fucking...
Riveting.
Wow. My ears are glued to the headphones right now.
I know.
Can't get enough.
I don't know what to do. I'm so fucking excited.
I'll skip it.
So what's Van Boss's next entrance?
Okay.
And now we're recording. You can see it counting down over here in the seconds. See what's going on?
Seven.
Yeah.
She said to be careful about the camera.
Oh, yeah. So now we're hearing... Because Van Boss also had this big goddamn camera.
Yeah.
Right? His big fucking I'm Jimmy Olsen camera.
Who's Jimmy? Oh, Jimmy Olsen.
From?
Superman?
Yeah, you were almost fired from this podcast, sir.
Yeah,
so we heard. I guess the PR lady must have known Van Boss because she was like, you tell him to stay away from the kids.
Oh, really?
Well, she said, don't get the kids on camera. To me, I twitched that around too. She thinks you're creepy and she wants you to stay away from the kids. So now we're hanging out at Fieldside with Michael Knight getting all warmed up for the game. Mm-hmm. The other press beside us are...
MTV.
That's right.
Canada.
I want my MTV. Yeah. Is right beside us, so we're in the big leagues now.
Oh, yeah. We're rolling with the... Yeah. We're in the deep waters.
That's right. We should mention that the Rev made homemade vuvuzelas for us.
They weren't homemade, but... They're air horns.
Right, but it's funnier when I say homemade vuvuzelas. Noise-making devices.
My homemade vuvuzela, yeah.
Yeah, Rev's big into the dollar store shit. Often he'll show up with like, hey man, I got you a kazoo. And I'm like, what did this cost, a quarter?
Not even.
Okay.
I throw those out at the shows, right?
Yeah, that's an awesome idea, though. So let's see where we are now. I mean, we're professionals at this point. The game has started, and initially we were told, once the game starts, you're the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we were told to get, beat it.
She realizes we're a big deal. She lets us stay.
Yeah, well, I think she was attracted to you.
How could she not be? Fair enough.
Great looks and a winning personality.
That's right, and I have my shirt open, showing some of my Welsh tassels.
That's right. You actually have hair on your chest.
I do. I'm a real man, sir.
You're a lucky man.
That's right. That's right. You should see my ass.
Oh, hit again? So that when...
And now I'm recording?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Because the light's solid now?
We're still listening to you try to learn.
That's right. Getting the lessons on the microphone from the Van Boss here. Sitting with Matt Lees. We're at the BMO Field.
Now that we're talking to Van Boss. Van Boss, it's our first event. It's the first time we get to you. All right, so we're busting his balls about it. And we don't need to play the entire clip because we just told the story.
Yeah.
But essentially, right now, I'm blasting him for fucking being late.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
Gave it to him.
He went off to get pizza.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go chill with my boys over there. Here's how to use the mic.
Yeah, that's all he did, man. That's true. He showed up, gave us the mic, and... Well, don't worry. I can take pictures over there.
Mother.
I got a great zoom fucker on this thing. Paid extra for it.
Useless piece of shit.
Nice to meet you.
Matt. Jeff. Camera guy. Excellent.
Oh, did you hear that? Our guest at this time called him camera guy to Van Boss.
Yeah.
Because we are now talking with our good friend Andrew.
Yes, Andrew!
From North by Northeast.
That's... No.
It's not Andrew?
No, it wasn't Andrew the first one.
Wait, let's
see. We have to wait until we introduce him.
Let's see here.
Nice to meet you.
Matt.
Jeff. Camera guy. Jeff. Excellent. Yeah.
Put the boot in.
It's a grudge match, you know? The Rockers versus the media.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Well, we've won the last 3 years, even though...
We don't know his name. What's his name?
No, this is the dude from North by North.
So it's Andrew.
Yeah. I didn't think that we got him first, though. Didn't we get someone else
No,
first?
We got it. I think we might have. We got him first.
Okay.
So here we are. The president of North by Northeast. We called him Andy. He was our boy.
That's right.
And at one point, listen for it, because he calls me fat.
It's a grudge match. You know?
So here we are.
Versus the media.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Well, we've won the last 3 years, even though it was a tie last year. We still think we won 1-1.
I like the sounds of that. Now, yeah. The accent is a British accent, so what are your allegiances lie as far as football?
Well, I'm an original Mancunian hooligan, so, and my dad was a City supporter, so I had to be a United supporter. So,
he's on my side now. He's a Manchester United supporter. Yeah. Love him.
And so what's the first thing you're going to point out once he says that?
What do you think, Rev?
Well, I already know. I was there.
The shoes?
Yeah.
The shoes. Let's take a listen.
Man United all the way.
Perfect segue into my shoes.
Excellent.
I'm like, I know you're a big deal, but check out these fucking shoes.
You're so vain.
Bet you think this song is about you. I bet you think this song is about you. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, I have fucking gorgeous Manchester United Nikes with Lee's on them. They're branded with my goddamn name. Do you have your names on your shoes, fucking Reverend?
My mom writes my name on everything I own, just in case I lose it.
That's right, because you're a fucking big retard. All right, let's go back.
My shoes say my name on them.
Hey, you guys.
Look at my shoes. It gets my name. Guess my name. Play the fucking clip.
Those are really horrible.
Yeah, with my name on them. Yeah. Did you say
they're horrible? No. They're lovely. Lovely color scheme.
Thank you very much. It's the ankles you're laughing at.
That's right.
The girly ankles. Fantastic.
It's the shocker shoes on a fat man. Yeah. That's what I'm laughing at.
Who the fuck are you? The shocker shoes on the fat man?
I meant to say soccer.
You said shocker. That's even funnier. You're an asshole. Why'd you have to make fun of me there?
I think I had a mint in my mouth.
I'll put a fucking mint in your mouth.
It's just my retard accent coming through.
Oh, so we are approximately 1 minute into our first fucking interview, and you're already calling me fat to the fucking talent. Awesome.
This is how we break them down, Matt. We went over this. Self-depreciating humor on you.
We went over this in the lost episode. So for now, I can still be mad at you about it. Okay. Fuck you.
All right.
Where are you going to sprint to, buddy?
Oh.
Well, come on. When was the last time you sprinted? Oh, man. It's all for fun. You get so angry.
The last time I sprinted was when your wife told me she was at the right temperature.
Ooh.
Hey-o!
The EMS are over there, so okay, just in case.
You are one of the managing directors for North by Northeast, which is a festival that does fantastic work for indie bands.
Thank you.
Quite a little.
Are you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Poor, broken indie bands.
Yeah. Right. That's why we do a Legend in My Spare Time podcast, right? Yeah.
So if you could give one piece of advice, we're not going to ask you for the inside track to slip our paper under the desk, but one piece of advice, because we have a lot of indie bands listening, to get yourself into North by Northeast, what would your piece of advice be?
Just write good music. Write from your heart. Believe what you say if it's authentic. We don't care what genre it's in. Music's about communicating emotions. So if you believe it and you want to get that out to people, it'll come through. But there's a lot of people that don't do that. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fakers and posers. But the real stuff, I think we pick out the good stuff. We get 3,000 submissions every year. And we offer about 600 slots. So 1 in 5 chance. And we can stand behind every band that we book.
Which is great.
That's fantastic.
You and a team basically sit down and basically just listen to
it's just me, absolutely me, just by just myself. Me. Yeah, sit in the office, 3,000 submissions.
He's being a bit of a sarcastic Nancy to me now, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but after the heartfelt, just make sure it comes from your heart, guys.
It's true. I was trying to think of what song to hear in the background during that. You know, some orchestra would follow your dreams and shit.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Or The More You Know from the old ABC commercials. The More You Know. Just follow
Mind. All those old PSAs.
Like, teen pregnancy is not a joke.
Yeah.
Unless it's your neighbor's kid. And you're the father. Ooh. That was terrible.
So if I hand you $100 bill right now and a CD by Matt Lee's.
Wait, let's see it for you. Let's go back to
submissions.
So if I hand you $100 bill right now and a CD by Matt Lee's band, will I see you next year?
What do you think he's going to say? Yes, I did, ladies and gentlemen. I just tried to bribe him. After his speech about do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
I was like, if I was to slip you $100, would I be in the show next year? What do you think he's going to say?
Well, I already know what he says. I was there. But you
You're
know
supposed
what?
To play along for the audience.
Well, sorry. What does the audience think he's going to say? That's really what it is. You should be right. asking them. Yeah. Don't ask me.
That's how you do good radio.
I was fucking there.
What do you think, listeners?
Dora does it all the time.
You're talking over the listeners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you think, listeners? No, they're not talking back. Are you talking about Dora the Explorer?
Yes.
Are you wearing your helmet at home talking back to Dora? Hey, Dora! swipe or no swiping. Damn it!
See, you know it.
No, I don't know. Fuck you.
That was a telltale. That was the... No, I know. No, I know you're a Dora fan.
Don't talk about Dora on my podcast. She probably doesn't even have her papers. Little fucking Cuban needs to get deported and shit. Go back home, get in her fucking jail.
Illegal immigrant worker.
Get forced into fucking prostitution and shit.
Mommy's a nanny.
This is horrible.
You're racist.
No.
Oh, there he is. And he says,
no.
So I went through all that, and I said, can I bribe you, please, sir? If I give you my CD and $100, will you let me in?
And a CD by Matt Lee's band. Will I see you next year?
No.
Fair enough. No.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe that was just his political answer, but joke's on him, Mr. President, Managing Director of North by Northeast, because I don't have $100.
That's right.
Bam!
In your face,
what's
fool.
Up now, fool? Let's move on with our dizzy. And by the way, we may be facetious a little bit, trying to be funny. We had a great day. Everybody was really nice.
Oh, it was a blast. Yeah, absolutely. they were nicer than they should be.
Exactly.
Especially to us.
Yeah. Because we're a couple of fucking dirtbags.
Well, the only person who was more of a dirtbag than us was Rick Campanelli, I guess.
That's true. And Michael Knight, who seemingly has disappeared from this day.
Hey, Matt, your boy's going to ask to hold your glasses. You can do it?
No, not doing it.
What are you going to tell him?
Just watch. Here we go.
Okay.
Right, because Michael Knight was running the field in his glasses with his faux hawk, fucking strutting around. Like, what did you call it? Like a peacock?
He looked like a fucking peacock. The whole day.
Yeah. So then he starts taking off his watch and his glasses, and he's looking around for us. So as you just heard, the Rev and I are debating over the fact that I'm not holding this shit.
You going to help him out? No, sir.
No. At this point, I think Van Boss is still standing with us.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You hold your wedding ring and your sunglasses?
Someone needs to.
You were late. Wallet? You do it, Tim. You were late.
You have a wallet?
So fucking Van Boss offers. Do you want me to hold your wedding ring?
Well,
he didn't
hear us talking. He didn't hear us being like, so he's going to ask you, Matt. I didn't think that he felt comfortable enough with me to ask me yet. Because that's kind of a big step in a relationship.
Yeah, but he was going to ask you to help him move. Did you ever get that Facebook?
He did ask me to move.
Did that go into your ignore list?
No. I told him I'd be there if I could, but I ended up working. So, help a guy move heavy stuff or go and move heavy stuff for money.
You're right.
One or the other.
That's right. That was very funny. He's like, I'm going to ask the Rev to help me move. Is that weird? And I was like, yep. Go ahead.
Doesn't he watch Seinfeld?
He must. I mean, he thinks he's funny, so he probably watches Seinfeld.
Well, I'm sure. I think that he referenced that episode.
Fair enough. Just kidding, Michael Knight.
We're hoping you're going to wear your shades the whole game.
You guys want to interview one of Toronto's fine photographers?
We're not allowed to ask any questions.
Because he's not here as part of the celebrities, right?
Our very specific instructions were, stand in the corner, I'll bring people to you. So we're going to stand in the corner.
Okay.
Michael Knight now is trying to flex muscle and be like, I'm on the team with these guys. I can get them over here if you want. Mm-hmm. Because our only rule, it was don't photograph the kids and don't approach anybody. I'll bring them to you.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep.
Easier for Rick Campanelli to be a bitch that way.
Yeah.
But that's fine. That's fine.
We're going to try hard not to tick anyone off.
We failed, by the way. Because by the end of the day, did we get asked to leave? We'll leave that as a cliffhanger. We might have been told to leave by the end of the day.
It might have been time for us to leave.
That's right.
Escorted out.
Exactly.
We tried.
But you can send us the...
No, you're with us, Tim.
Tim,
sit down and be quiet.
Tim, do not embarrass us. Okay? Do not embarrass our podcast, okay? I know.
We're in public. We're not in the Matt Cave.
Okay, this isn't happy fun times.
We're not hanging with Ollie from London there. So, pants are a must.
Yes. Oh, nice dig. You got your little dig in there on Ollie.
Who doesn't wear pants?
That's true. Ollie doesn't.
Yeah, but when you're...
when you're visible to other men or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care about ladies.
Well,
take your pants off as much as you want for the ladies.
And of course.
That's like bragging rights. But not when you're hanging out doing a podcast, Skyping.
I know. That's of course, Sir Oliver of London from Ben and Ollie's pre-recorded, not quite radio internet show. Yeah. Or some shit.
I think I've talked about that before.
We have. When we, you know, you guys heard on Spare Time when he was on with us, he wasn't wearing pants on his fucking video screen, which was awkward. Because at the time, I had the Skype running through my plasma, much bigger than we needed to see Ollie naked. You know what I mean?
You seen his nuts.
I know.
You and Tim saw his
nuts. Wait. That was a shudder. That was my Mr. Ed impression. And of course, Ollie, the current reigning and defending Spare Time legend.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are aware, we had the Spare Time Olympics. We had the first episode, and Ollie captured the championship, which you were a little miffed at me about.
Although, I'll be honest, I think I might have the interim belt.
Oh, really?
By default, because the champion has to be up and ready to defend.
At any time,
right?
And we did try to contact him during our last episode.
And
all we really got out of him was, "You woke me up, you cunt.
You fucking cunt, Matt Lees, you fucking cunt."
So we woke him up and told him, "Hey, don't forget you have to defend at any time." He's like, "All right, I'll get my headphones." And I was like, "No, not right now. We'll do it later." It was 5 a.m. But no, you don't get the belt for that.
No, you're right, actually. I had forgotten how it all went down.
So yeah, there is a makeshift belt in the works, though.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Dub G, as he shall only be named. Dub G is going to be a future member of this cast. He's got some things he wants to bring to us. He wants to help us out. He wants us to be a little more solid and a little more entertaining.
All right.
He's probably going to fail, but we got to appreciate his heart.
Yeah, you can't polish a turd.
So Dub G is forming us out of wood and other shit.
He's going to mow
a trophy.
Oh, okay.
Or a championship belt for the Spare Time Olympics. And essentially, because we're cheap, broke, what we're going to do is, if you become the champion, I will mail you. I will ship you a Polaroid of the championship.
Perfect.
Because fuck this. That's expensive. I'm not shipping you
We'll Photoshop the name on.
There you go. Done.
We'll engrave it.
Giddy up. So yeah, you took a shot at Ollie while we're talking to Tim Knight, Michael Knight.
Sure.
I'm getting bored by this, so I have a feeling we might skip over Michael Knight soon. Sorry, Michael. So don't embarrass us, okay?
I'll be good, I promise.
Okay, good. Now, I got nothing really. I mean, I can't believe we're standing on BMO Field thanks to the podcast.
This is flabbergasting.
All right. What would it take for you to streak, Matt Lees? What would you? What? How much money or you know, favors would it take for you to streak?
If I had a okay. When you asked me this question,
yes,
because you don't like when I say, "What do you think I'm going to say, Rev?"
What do you think I'm going to say?
When you first shot that question at me, what did you think it would take for me to streak?
You know what? I thought you were going to say like a low amount of money. Really?
Right. No, I don't know about that. See, I think you're more likely to streak than me because you used to try to pick up girls with your dick hanging out in the bar.
Yeah, it worked, right?
You're a disgusting human being. So Rev has asked me what it would take for me to streak. Bigger dick, I'd do it immediately. Fair enough.
There you go.
Did you get that, folks? Dick, I'd do it immediately.
Oh, you'd do it for free?
Immediately.
Oh, you do, you know, favors would it take for you to streak?
If I had a bigger dick, I'd do it immediately.
Oh, you'd do it for free?
Probably. If I was like I said earlier, if I was... Basically, yes. If I had a bigger knob, I would have streaked. And we would have got booted.
We would have gotten booted earlier.
And I now go on to say if I wasn't chubby.
But we would have made...
History.
The news.
That's right.
Which would have been awesome.
That's right.
Especially if we wrote Legend in My Spare Time on your back.
We should do that sometime. Built like a wrestler and I had a huge donkey cock.
Yeah.
I'd run around flicking it around in circles.
All right.
See, my thought during this part was, what if MTV's listening?
Yeah.
I'm talking about big swinging donkey dicks. They're just like, listen to these fucking amateurs.
Well, MTV was listening to us, I think, more than anything else throughout the day. They were right in front of us.
Yeah, and we were getting giggles.
Oh, they kept turning around to listen because we were heckling and we were trash talking.
Yes, we were.
You guys will hear more. Hey, how are you? Pardon me?
Okay, this is when we talked to the big Pumbaa and we embarrassed ourselves. So should we just skip over?
I don't know. Does she say that she likes Legend in My Spare Time?
I don't know.
Hi, I'm the Rev. It's a podcast, right? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, listen to you getting all self-conscious because you told her your name was the Rev and then you were...
I'm the Rev. Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
He made me pick a name for the podcast. It's stupid, isn't it?
Stupid us. We're so silly.
Yeah, you did. You got all schoolboyish and flustered.
Yeah, I kind of did a little bit.
So I want a nickname.
Okay.
All right.
We
got to watch you play first.
Okay, well, at the end, you can tell me what it is. Exactly.
These are my makeup.
That might be cruel.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, people don't like your nicknames. So you want to... can you tell us a little bit about Right to Play, then?
I'm not with Right to Play. I organize this in conjunction with North by Northeast and Right to Play, but I can tell you that we chose them as a charity because they're an incredible organization.
Oh, fantastic.
You stupid motherfucker!
No, this is what our PR girl...
Yeah, but on the tape, the PR girl's not there saying it, so it's your fault. You're the dummy. It's basically like we were interviewing Ted Rogers, and you were like, yeah, Bell Canada, right?
Man, no, it
Ted
was...
Ted Rogers owns
You
Rogers
were there, remember? Because the PR girl apologized.
Yes, she did.
Because she led us to believe that this girl was with Right to Play.
Which she wasn't.
No,
she organizes the game in conjunction with Right to Play.
Yeah.
But it's still funnier if I call you a stupid fuck.
I can live with that.
Fair enough.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know.
When did you research?
Foot and mouth.
No, I've been involved in it since it started 4 years ago.
See, I went to my go-to question, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time you've been involved in this
game? And I think she sounded a little annoyed.
That's right.
No.
Star Striker, don't be humble.
Yeah, I am. We'll see what happens today.
That leads me to our last question. When you score the goal, will you dedicate it to us and our listeners?
I could. Yes. What, can I just put my hands in the air?
Whatever motion you want. Just tell us what it
can
is.
Can I do the R-E-V?
Done.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, you'll hear the air horns.
Thank you very much.
Hey, wait. Did you get that?
R-E-V,
she
Rev?
She just asked if she could do the Rev.
Oh, no, I didn't. I never picked up on that.
She just listened to her exact words.
Can I just put my hands in the air?
Whatever motion you want. Just tell us what it
can
is.
Can I do the R-E-V?
She just said, can I do the Rev? And to that we say, yes, you can.
And I'm so dopey, I didn't even pick up that she said that.
No, she did score. She didn't, I don't remember if she scored a goal, but she definitely didn't do the celebration for us.
No. No one did. We did our own celebrating.
Disappointed.
We knew that they had us in the room.
Disappointed.
Tim, yep. Mr. Michael Knight, Tim.
Tim.
Okay, so now we're doing our first on-field report.
Michael Knight.
Yeah, because his last name is Knight, and I thought the listeners might get confused with multiple Tims.
Yeah.
So we'll just call him Knight.
This could have been the stuff we could have trimmed the fat off of, you know, we made the listeners listen to it.
And you're calling our listeners stupid. Actually, I haven't even seen him jog yet. He kind of moves like slightly quickly, but it's not like a run or even a jog. It's like he's being startled, you know, like a scared animal of some sort.
It is. It's like the Planet Earth DVDs. And he's like, oh my god,
what do I do?
The ball is coming towards me. Oh my god. So
it does remind me. I've been watching that Planet Earth thing. Documentaries, you know, where like a cheetah will see an animal and he'll just be like, oh.
Yeah, got to get out of the way. Yeah. He seems actually like, yeah, he seems kind of afraid. It seems like he just wants to get out of the way.
Yeah, he did take his shades off.
Yeah, and he gave them to Van Boss to hold on to. Yeah. That's right. I tried to record some of that. I'll see if it came through.
Oh, nice tackle. Away we go. Break. Oh, handball.
Oh.
Well, see, that was more ball to hand than hand to ball. You know what I mean? So it's not a call, but...
You have no idea what I just said, did you?
You're talking about balls in hand. That's all I...
Fair enough.
So now we've got red team picks up possession here. And, oh, it's a fierce battle down here now.
Yeah.
And it's going to go out. Oh, no. 14 on the red has picked it up. And it goes out for a throw to the white team.
Yeah, it's been back and forth most of this time. If we had to gauge it right now, I'd say that the red team's had possession more. Mm-hmm. But they're in a bad way right now.
And that throw-in was deemed foul. Ref's coming over now. He wants more people on the field. He's saying, change it up.
Okay.
So it's a fucking exciting game right now.
It was riveting.
Like, we sound fascinated.
Well, I think we're working on our, I think, because that might be the next legend venture. Could be going into sports entertainment, right?
But we can't talk about that yet.
No.
But there may be news, ladies and gentlemen, about Legend in My Spare Time making a crossover into sports. In some capacity.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's about wrestling, but we'll come back to it maybe later. We have a huge announcement. I have a huge announcement
that I'll give you soon. There's going
to
be an opening here in town for someone to do the Ranger games, right?
No, they filled it already. Kitchener Rangers, our offering for the OHL, the Ontario Hockey League.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with some of the... Well, listen to how I said that. I was at an event in which I crossed paths with some of the Rangers and the announcer who's been doing it for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And he's now retiring. No, that's not the opening we were talking about.
No, we weren't talking
about the gaping opening that Van Boss prefers for Michael Knight each evening. We're talking about big news. We're talking about another way in which Legend in My Spare Time are becoming a big deal.
Oh, we'll be dropping a bomb.
Dropping a bomb like Hiroshima, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think this ref cares about these little super chats.
No. So what are you going to say to... Mr. Knight there after the game or whenever you get a chance, you gonna give him some words of encouragement?
Yeah, at halftime I'm gonna give him a speech.
Do you think that there's enough time to teach him how to run?
No, okay. But you know,
all right, because he's actually just kind of strutting. I'm watching him and he's just kind of strutting. He's very like a peacock.
Yeah,
it's because his faux hawk. He's probably the tallest guy, and his faux hawk adds another couple inches.
Yeah. Now I bet you, first time he gets the ball, he's gonna freak out, shit his pants, and lose the ball.
Yeah.
Around the right of the field, and
he almost touched the ball.
Yeah, he really did. Like the ball just kind of skiffled past him.
If he had stretched just a little, he could have touched it. He could have actually probably taken it away from the other team.
Your description of a peacock, though, is absolutely perfect. The only thing that's missing is him going like, as he's running around.
Yep.
Because he was just fucking... Oh, Michael Knight, I'm so glad your wife wasn't in the stands to watch this.
It was like the Mick Jagger dance. That's what it reminded me of.
Almost.
The Mick Jagger dance with the hands
the
on
rooster
the hips.
And shit. Yep. Yeah. That's what he looked like, a rooster.
Yeah.
Big rooster running around.
Okay. Yeah. So next time, bud.
Wait, we're breaking now.
Yeah.
So.
The temp on the ball.
Is that who that was?
Rick the temp.
No.
See, we're doing great now because what I'm doing is I'm saying things like, and now the white team has the ball. Mm-hmm. And then you chime in with, yep. We are awesome. We should be on fucking CNN or fucking TSN.
We say some pretty witty things, I think
TSN, the sports network here in Canada.
Yeah, I think we got good comments. Like, he's got the ball.
Yep. He looks like a peacock.
Yep. Oh, was it? Oh.
We got a nod from somebody.
Okay.
I don't think we should call Rick the Temp.
No.
Oh, yeah, that was the first time we got a look when I was like, fucking Rick the Temp.
Yeah.
And somebody looked back at us like,
hey,
it's
now.
Rick Campanelli now.
He dropped the temp. He's on, what is he on?
Entertainment Tonight Canada.
Woohoo!
And he used to be on Much Music, which is our answer to MTV. He was one of the hosts, and he was Rick the Temp.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. But now he's just that short little Weasley-looking guy.
Rick's going to pass on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he? Is he really?
He scores a goal.
He probably doesn't like that anymore.
If he scores a goal, I'll call him Rick the Champ. But so far, he hasn't scored a goal.
No one has yet. We're nil-nil.
This game is at boiling point. A ferocious match. It's contested fiercely by the celebrities.
Things are heating up.
And the non-celebrities.
And the and the podcasters.
See, now if Tim could run now, breakaway.
Oh, he's learning. No.
See, this was another time where the ball was played up for him. But instead of running after, he just kind of stopped and looked at it.
Poor Michael Knight.
Like, literally, the ball was passed to him, folks, and he just kind of looked at it with his hands on his head.
With his hands on his head.
Oh, shit. Oh.
And Tim is running off the field. I think he's burnt himself out, Matthew.
He's calling for a sub already, and he's been on the field for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Nope,
he's back in. He's back in.
Because our gentleman, Brandon, from Social Scene, told him no.
No, you're not allowed off yet.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, he stopped running again.
Oh, and he just...
he's sauntering.
Yeah. See, he's the forward, but he's now playing in more of a midfield position, I think because he's getting lazy.
It's funny because he ran to the sidelines to be like, sub!
Sub me out, guys.
And the coach was like, no.
Not yet.
Get back out there, you big fucking rooster.
He's burning out, man. The lactic acid is probably getting into those legs.
If we weren't here on a professional basis, I already would have been swearing at him.
Yeah, I'd probably throw stuff.
Yeah.
Batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries. Yeah, the little AA ones.
I think now we're getting more looks from people. because we're talking about throwing batteries at him.
The fly.
And he's coming back again. Yeah. Sub again. Yeah. Will he get it? Will he get it? Will he get denied again? Oh, and he's off.
No, he's off. He's off.
Oh, so he got subbed. Right. So basically what happened was he got denied. He ran out on the field, ran a big circle, ran right back off, and got subbed anyway.
Said, no, you are subbing me, whether you like it or not.
You motherfucker. And I think, if I'm correct, this next clip is the exciting one.
All right.
Are you ready?
Do it. Do it. Do it.
All right. So we're here with another special report. Big day in soccer. Tim Knight actually touched the ball.
He did. He was a terrible pass. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know. If he was passing it to the other team's goalie, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I got a football brain, so I know what he was trying to do, but literally he just kicked it to the goalie, and now look at him. It looks like he's dying out there again. He's got his hands on his knees, right?
Yeah.
Bent over like...
That took a lot out of me.
And all he did was pass the ball to the goalie. Oh, Tim. I'm so fucking ashamed of you. Not only was he late today, but we're here on the field right now, you know, just interrupted by the chance there, gone out. Out for a corner. Now, what was I saying there? Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, who cares?
I'm complaining about Van Boss again.
Oh, yeah, let him go.
Yeah, let him go.
Let it go.
So
how are you making out, Mr. Knight?
Oh, I thought I was going to score there, but I just ended up rearranging the guy's face, so...
Oh, Michael Knight. His first star interview. Should we play that over again?
Yeah, do it
here
again.
Here we go. Here he is. First, the first speech from Michael Knight. So
how are you making out, Mr. Knight?
Oh, I thought I was going to score there, but I just ended up rearranging the guy's face, so...
And you have touched the ball 3 times now. We've been counting.
I know. Surprisingly. Yeah.
And almost 3 times as well. So that's like six.
That's a new record for me.
Right. Good job.
So, and I haven't collapsed yet. So
you're doing all right. Now, you don't smell too pleasant, though.
That's all right. Okay. There's no difference there whether game or not
friend,
game.
Our friend the paramedic is right beside us.
Yep.
We'll send him over if you need him.
Please.
The signal will be this, okay?
This?
This,
we'll
We'll
send
okay.
him over. Yeah. So basically, we had pointed him out to the paramedic. Remember?
Yeah.
We were like...
Yeah, Malad, the lazy paramedic.
We were like, listen, man, this guy's going to hit the ground soon. You need to get out there. And he was just kind of like, I don't give a shit. I let him die, the scum.
He's just... Well,
yeah, he didn't really say that. And no, he wasn't actually the bad guy from Die Hard.
No, but he just kind of stood there like goofy looking.
Yeah.
Paramedic was pretty goofy looking, for sure.
Reminds me of Die Hard 2. The opening, the villain walks through the airport and the lady says, can we get a few words for whoever? And he's like, yeah, you can have two. Fuck and off. I'm like, I love this movie already. Die Hard 2, motherfucker.
Right.
Do you want him to take your pulse now, maybe? You look a little winded. You look a little winded.
So he's going to take his pulse.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'm a smoker.
He's still alive.
Oh, thank God, alive.
He's
thank
still
God.
Alive.
Thank God. Right on.
He's alive for now until my cousin find him. We are so racist.
Milad.
Remember that, motherfucker? If you guys don't know who Milad is, go back and find the episode entitled Generation Legend. For the most immature evening of giggling you've ever heard.
You didn't put it all up, though.
No,
you?
We lost some portions of it because we got a little personal.
I thought those were some of the funniest.
But go back and listen, ladies and gentlemen, to that episode, and you can find out who Milad is. Basically, we found his phone number on a dating service, and...
It was Kijiji.
On Kijiji.
The girl that I saw on the bus.
Yes, at the restaurant.
Yeah.
The girl on the bus is the fucking Jeremy Brendan Day song.
Is there...
The girl on the subway.
Oh, I don't know that.
Anyway. So Milad put an ad up saying, if you are the girl that I saw at Chinese restaurant, you are very pretty. Yeah, I like it. Call me.
Yeah.
So we wrote down his number and we got our buddy JV Gravy, who could sound like a girl at will. He used to do his own podcast called Generation Ill, but those fuckers became pussies and quit. He called up Milad and basically arranged to meet him and told him that he was a hooker. And it was really interesting. Generation Legend is the name of the episode.
How am I doing?
Zombie. Sorry.
Yeah.
Zombie. What?
Well, look at you, right. Pasty-faced Welshman.
What the? Now you're on me again. Not only did the fucking paramedic tell me that I'm a zombie, you're like, you pasty-faced. That's racist, Reverend. Racist. Oh, what does that mean?
That's our noisemakers.
So it's a quiet field. We're the only ones making any noise. And when there's a goal scored, we got looked at again because of this.
Do it again.
We got a goal, folks. It wasn't Tim. It wasn't Tim Knight, but there's a goal scored by the red team.
There was a goal scored.
It's very exciting. The The excitement has died, though.
Yeah, and now they're that was short lived. But they're bringing Tim out after the goal has been scored.
Right, no more goals coming from Tim anyway.
That was we got excited.
Oh yeah,
we blew the horns.
We had the vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas. Everybody looked at us like, "What the fuck are they doing?
What is that?"
Hey man, we're the only ones having any fun out there.
Yeah.
So.
Knights on it. That's number 7.
And he gave it away.
And he gave it to the other team, but.
Oh, Tim.
And then he said, and watch the other guy.
Hands on hips. Now, what's he doing now? He has all kinds of... I was going to say he's offside, but there is another defender.
Oh, okay.
This is what we would call no man's land.
So he has to stay in front of this guy?
Right, now if the ball gets played to Tim, he's offside.
Oh!
Should we horn for the white team, too?
No.
No.
Okay, good. Just a little bit.
So the white team has now scored. It's 1-1.
That's not my team.
Just the tip.
I'm on the red team. See, I just got booed again. We're not going to be invited back next year, Rev.
We got a dirty look because we didn't horn for the white team. And I was like, that's my team over there.
Wow. You know, this was some time ago now. We've been very busy. We haven't had time to come down and do this episode. But
it was a couple months ago.
I thought we were more popular than we sound. Not going to lie. I thought we were more popular than I'm now remembering as we listen back.
We were pretty cool.
All the dirty looks we were getting, though.
We were
like,
getting a lot of... Well, we were getting a lot of the, like, who the fuck is that and why are they here?
Yeah.
And they're making the most noise.
Who let that fat kid in with that retarded monkey?
And they're just talking shit about everybody.
Yeah. Asking, where's the beer?
Man, I feel like we've been overlooked in a very kind of... It's kind of an offensive way. Like, hey, we're media.
We're the stepchildren that aren't allowed to be here.
We're the redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah, they're like, bring your little podcast. Stay out of the way.
Yeah. You can have your fun. All right.
Now, the reason we said that was because we didn't get offered any bottled water. There was bottled water going around at this time. And we were like...
Oh, really?
Not us? All right. Cool. We'll stay over here. Basically, that's why we were like, don't they know we're kind of a big deal?
Fucking idiots.
Motherfucker.
And we're back on.
Halftime at BMO Field, a 1-1 tie here in a stunningly exciting game. Yeah. And one of the stars of said game is here right now.
That's right.
We've renamed you Michael Knight because there's too many Tims.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and you've touched the ball 8 times now. Yeah. 4 of the touches that you had were giveaways. How do you feel about that?
That's par for the course in my game. I'm lulling them into a false sense of complacency.
Nice. It was close, actually. The last one, you tried to jump, and I do believe we're counting it as number 8, but your faux hawk touched the ball, we believe.
Yeah, I put a special spin on it. I like to think that, I give a little bit extra to the game in my own special way, something that new the game hasn't ever seen before. I'm kind of like Pele that way. I'm kind of like the retarded Pele.
That's the
truer words have never been spoken.
You know what I think, though? I think he worked on the retarded Pele. Like, he's been desperate to be like, what name can I give myself on the podcast? I know, retarded Pele. And he was just waiting. He was just waiting with bated breath to get it out. Because he kind of spits it out, like, excitedly, right? Like,
hasn't ever seen before. I'm kind of like Pele that way. I'm kind of like the retarded Pele.
See, that his delivery of that was very, like, I rehearsed this.
Maybe. You know what? I think that's why I don't like saying my own nickname out. Like, I don't introduce myself.
As the Rev Dan Davies.
No, I don't like saying that because it sounds like I made it up. It sounds like I gave it to myself, right?
That's fair. Speaking of your nickname, I've been working for a local wrestling company producing a podcast for them.
Yeah.
PWACanada.com if you're interested. But when I interview the guys, like on that podcast, I go as Reverend Matt Lees.
Okay.
But whenever I'm in an interview with one of the wrestlers, I always start to say, it is the Reverend Dam Davies, because I'm used to saying Reverend Dam Davies, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
My brain always wants to say that. So one of these times, I'm going to call myself Davies to these guys, and they're going to be like, what? That was Matt Lees. What the fuck is going on here? But we get sidetracked. Funny that I should mention wrestling, though. Maybe we'll be coming back to that.
That's the retarded Pele. Fair enough. Now listen, the red team's leaving, so you might want to go be a part of that.
Oh.
You know what I mean, champ?
Yeah, I guess
they can't
so.
Do anything but with their Pele. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically the red team tried to sneak off behind him.
That's right. They went inside.
For their team talk.
Team talk.
Which is probably like, hey, Big Bird, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. So he goes off for halftime. They've got bottled water. They're all chilling out, having their little huddles. And what are we doing?
Sweating our asses off in the trenches,
just sitting out there in the sun, dude.
That was it.
I stole the MTV microphone for a photo op.
Yes, you did.
Guilty little look on my face.
That's right. Van Boss came running over.
Hi, guys. Remember me?
Hey, I'm drinking beer over there with my friends.
I'm Van Boss.
I got awesome zoom on my camera.
Yeah, I got lots of in-action photos.
Yep.
Did you hear Tim quit Iris?
He quit Iris?
He retired. No. Iris is a local promotions company here in the Kitchener, Ontario area.
I don't believe it.
And by promotions, we mean like, you know, they book gigs for local bands and, you know.
Yeah, they put on shows.
That's right. But Tim's no longer working with them.
Baloney.
Yeah, it's true.
Tim's He'll be back.
Tim says a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen. Van Boss is a liar. Did you hear that, Max Power? Van Boss is a liar. Listen, we're about halfway through here. Our BMO Field, our exciting adventures from BMO Field.
Yes.
What I think we should do is do the famous TV Land trick and split this into a part one and a part two scenario.
Let's do it.
So.
Has it been an hour?
Yes. Just
wow,
about.
It goes by so fast.
It's so fast when you're listening to yourself for the third time.
Yeah.
I promise more exciting things in part two, and we're not going to be an asshole podcast. We're going to give you both parts this week. It's just going to be two separate downloads, that's all. So, click on over to part two to hear the end of our exciting day at BMO Field. Click over there to also hear... to also hear the huge announcement that I have for you. I'm telling you, folks, I have a mind-boggling, ass-smashing announcement to make. And I'm going to make that announcement in part two. Anything to close with, Mr. Reverend Dan Davies, for right now?
No, I don't even consider this really a close.
What do you mean you don't consider this a close?
It's more like a pause.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that they're just going to hit play on the next one.
It's true. I mean, as far as we're concerned, we're not really going to go anywhere, right?
No, we're just going to go and grab a coffee and come back.
That's what she said.
David,
that's what she said. She said
that.
Go grab a coffee. Come on back.
Man, it smells like updog in here.
It smells like what?
It smells like updog in here.
I don't know what that means. What's updog?
I don't know. What's up for you?
Oh!
Oh!
Folks, I promise you I did not mean to feed in that joke.
Yes,
I'm
did.
Fucking ashamed. I didn't. I'm so no. fucking ashamed of myself. What's up, dog? See you in part two. Oh, also in part two, I'm going to tell you about the conversation that I recently had with Walt Flanagan.
Who would Walt Flanagan be?
Walt Flanagan would be one of the hosts of Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Of what?
Tell 'Em Steve Dave, a very popular podcast.
Is that like English or something?
No. Oh. Childhood best friend of the Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Comic book artist extraordinaire.
Okay.
And I had a conversation with him, and I'll tell you all about that in part two as well. So come back for the conclusion of Live from BMO Field.
That's right.
With the retarded Pele, the Reverend Dan Davies, and Matt motherfucking Lees.
We're smelling up, dog.
What's up, dog? We'll see you in part two. Every time we do this, I'm ashamed of myself a little more.